Welcome to the Architect My Life podcast. I'm Maya Schlachter, serial entrepreneur and CEO of the MGS Global Group, where we serve architecture and design firms with project delivery, such as drafting, 3D visualization, and graphics production support. I am also the founder of Architect My Life. My goal is to help creative entrepreneurs such as architects and other design-related professionals scale their business to six or seven figures. I also show them how it's possible to do this while living a rich life outside their work, reclaiming time and energy for themselves and their families. Creatives were taught how to master their craft, but not taught how to run and grow a business. Each podcast episode features a different entrepreneur from the creative industry who shares their journey towards success. If you have a growth story that others in our community could benefit from hearing, stick around to the end of the show to see how you could be a guest in one of our future episodes. Now, let's dive into this episode. Hello, today's guest is Elizabeth Averianova. Did I pronounce that correctly? Elizabeth?
Pretty close.
Elizabeth is an architectural designer, web and brand designer, online entrepreneur, and success mentor for architecture students and graduates. She helps aspiring architects thrive in the designing world by organizing their life, mastering their mindset, learning architecture and design skills, and building professional careers. She has been a full-time design entrepreneur for over 9 years. She launched her blog way back in September 2018 with the goal of sharing her design and business knowledge to help architecture students and aspiring graduates learn more about improving design skills, building a career they love, and launching their own design business. She has been making her entire income online since 2013. Elizabeth, together with her husband, run a design business. She and her husband have been through all the highs and lows of starting a business from nothing. They did not know anything about finding clients, negotiating fees, or managing multiple projects and deadlines simultaneously. I'm looking forward to our conversation. Welcome to Architect My Life podcast, Elizabeth.
Thank you so much, Aya. I'm excited to be here and have this conversation and, you know, excited to share my story with your listeners and to talk to you today.
So I always want to start my podcast asking about your childhood, because that's a good place to start. Tell us about your childhood and who inspired you to become who you are.
Well, that was not too long ago, I guess, but the easy way to put my childhood is multi-passionate, multi-talented person interested in a lot of different things. So I kept very, very busy as a kid, as a teenager, you know, through high school. And I was always in, you know, I could say I was always a creative person and always into the arts, into performing arts, creative arts, writing, drawing. And I was even, you know, interested in architecture as a child. You know, and if you say the one person who maybe inspired me, it's really hard to say that because I just come from a family of creatives, from a family of entrepreneurs, people who are like want to make money from their passion and from their skills and from their hands. So it was just a collective upbringing of always being around this kind of environment.
So you are an entrepreneur by DNA, I suppose, because you grew up with a lot of entrepreneurs, which is why I'm excited to interview you, because there's always this stigma that creatives are good at their craft, but that don't know how to make money. So I'm curious to know about your business. It says you're an online entrepreneur. I want to learn more about your business, what you do, and, you know, the different exciting things that you're doing to help the profession.
Yes, that's right. So the entrepreneur thing was definitely in my genes. You know, as a kid, I would make little handicrafts for dolls. My mom sewed doll clothes, and I would make little accessories out of like fabrics and things like just with my hands, right? And you know, I would sell those for a dollar, and to make $20 after, you know, an event, like a craft show, I guess is what they were called, was a huge, you know, $20, right? Now, okay, take it back to my business, you know, as a young adult, which was so 9 years ago, back it up. I graduated from the University of Notre Dame and I studied architecture there. And that was huge. Maybe if you want to talk more about that, we can.
Sure, that's fine.
That shortly after I graduated, that was at the time after during the recession, you know, 2008, 2009, and I graduated 2011. And it was a terrible time to be looking for a job as an architect, whether you're a new grad or older. I think it was just not a good time. And that was the start of my entrepreneurial journey as a design entrepreneur. So,
okay, that's great. Mm-hmm. So when you say design entrepreneur, you started out mm-hmm. Doing, you know, selling in job fair, I mean, in fairs and such. What about your architecture journey? And
how I got into architecture? Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Okay, yeah, let's back it up. Let's go to high school. I knew I wanted to do either architecture or engineering. That I was good at math, but also good at the creative side. So it's like, those are the two things people typically recommend. When I went to Notre Dame, the decision, you know, you have to make that decision pretty early on to guide your, you know, college like course choices, right? So, you know, it was like architecture, engineering. It was a really tough decision. The program at Notre Dame, they go to Rome for an entire year. So it's a 5-year program and we go to Rome the third year for the entire year. Honestly, that was the deciding factor.
Oh, wow. That's great. Notre Dame is very impressive school. Congratulations. Getting in there is very difficult. So I'm more interested about your entrepreneurial side. Mm-hmm. What do you mean by being an online entrepreneur in the built environment? You know, talk about that a little. What kind of online businesses do you have?
Yeah, it was okay. So that was something that was just, I didn't know anybody else when my husband and I started after we graduated and we were looking for the job, but we couldn't find it. We basically started to go online. We went online just to find, you know, we were trying to find job opportunities, but we were also like, maybe there's other ways to make money. So at the very beginning, we started on these freelancing websites, offering design, you know, any kind of design services. At the time we were kind of generalists. We would do a lot of different things. Like, okay, I need a floor plan. I have a floor plan sketch. I need this converted to, you know, a CAD drawing, you know, simple things. I have this building. I need a 3D model made from it, or we need 3D renderings of this building. Can you do that? So it started with small projects. And since then it evolved into much bigger projects, you know, actually like full construction drawings for a like Greek villa on an island in Corfu. And it's like a $2 million house. And we're doing like the full construction drawings for that and the full, you know, the full process. So when I say online design entrepreneur, it's something I didn't know anybody else at the time doing. And it felt very strange, like in the architecture world, right? It's a very traditional type of world. And to do something so different it was hard to like articulate it at the time, like what we were doing when we were talking to other architects.
Right, right.
It was like so strange.
But actually, we do the same thing too in our company. What we're doing is actually a service to our, you know, the profession, because especially now when it's really hard to find team members and staff and draftsmen, you know, there's support services like your company that does that, which I think, you know, still is architecture. Like sometimes people say, are you doing architecture or doing architecture support? Like, do you get those types of questions? Like, what are you designing? Like, you know, like in terms of design, because it's different when you do architecture support versus design. So when you say you help people in design, your mentors, your students, like where do you mentor these students? Is it through the blogs or do you do speaking engagements? Talk about that.
Well, it's mainly through the blog. So it's mainly targeting younger people in the industry, you know, who don't even know how to make money online with their design skills or with their architecture skills. Definitely that blog. It's, I get a lot of emails from blog readers of like, I don't know how do I start, you know, making money online as a designer? I'm in school. I don't know what to do with my career. Sometimes these kind of emails, right?
Yeah. That's so great. No, yeah. A lot of kids, especially in, you know, the people who are graduating, really need a lot of mentorship and help in terms of guiding them through just finding a job and, you know, starting a business, especially a creative business. So tell me about Studio Classico. That's your business, right? You and your husband are both architects. And talk about Studio Classico.
Definitely. Well, we're both trained in architecture with an architecture background and education, and we're on the path towards licensing still there. So Studio Classica, that is my business. So it's our business has taken different iterations. So this is like the third or fourth iteration, but it's where we are right now. And there's two sides of it. So we do architectural design, mainly for residential projects across US and UK and in Europe. And then that site also provides 3D like visualizations and BIM, BIM development of BIM, combining the design and then evolving it into like the BIM, models and the whole projects in the BIM world, specifically ArchiCAD. My husband's an expert with ArchiCAD and Revit. And so that's the whole side. That's the whole side of one side of the business of Studio Classica, right? And then the other side is branding services. So branding and web design services. And this is really my sort of part of the business. I'm in both sides, right? But this is like my current passion is really helping entrepreneurs with their online presence, with their branding and their online presence, right?
Yeah. So you do a lot of their websites for creatives or for in general for a lot of different types of industries, or is it just for creatives?
It's very niche because I've learned from being a generalist to being really specialist and, the benefits of getting more niche and getting more specific. We specifically help online female entrepreneurs. So especially people with personal brands.
Oh, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. So can we find some of your work in the website?
Yes, absolutely. Our website, studioclassica.com. We're redesigning it right now. Like literally this week I'm working on that. It's going to be live probably by the time of this episode.
That's great. So I have a question about business development. How do you find clients? Because that's what the problem that a lot of creatives have. Like a lot of creatives have a pipeline based on referrals and just referrals. But what happens when the referrals and word of mouth, they're all done? Like, where do you find clients? What's your strategy?
This is like the golden ticket question, right? Because we for several years did operate on just referral clients and repeat clients. And part of that is I believe so strongly in the client experience. What is that experience of working with you? That is so, so important because then you can get a business with just referral and repeat clients. But what happens when you want new clients or the referrals are not as active, let's say. Right now I get clients from social media, from Instagram marketing and social media marketing.
Oh, wow. That's great. Talk about that a little more because I'm sure our audience will like to hear about that.
That's right. So and I will say we had an online business since 2012, 2013, but the first years I was almost afraid to use social media. And so it was just in the past 2 years, I really decided, okay, I need to get, I need to get better at this. I need to do this. And if I give like really tangible, how do you get a client through social media marketing? It was initially through Facebook groups, but not just randomly on Facebook, but specific Facebook groups, in my case, female entrepreneurs, and people who are interested in their online personal brand kind of groups.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right because Facebook groups, you get to be intimate with the people in the group because it's like when you're in a group, it's easier to connect with people and make conversation. I think that's one thing that architects need to do. Maybe, if I can add, even if you're an architect interested in hospitality, maybe hang out in groups that are into, real estate people that do, interior design work for hotels and make a conversation right? Because everything mm-hmm. is online, especially now in the COVID world.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes. So that's right. Facebook groups can be really great places. Another great place is Instagram marketing. And right now, so I started with getting Facebook group clients and then evolved into Instagram clients, which is just for, you know, and I'm here, I'm speaking specifically about the web design, branding design
okay.
side of things. And we're soon going to apply this to the architecture side to test out, you know, what I've been doing and yeah. see how that goes.
So when you say Instagram, do you mm-hmm. like post a lot, hashtag, do you do videos? How does that work?
So you know, number one, make a profile that is very, very obvious what you do, what you offer, how somebody can work with you. Well, let's make that part two. So part one is, if I look at your profile, is it obvious what you do? Number two is there a way for people to take that next step to work with you? So in my case, the link in my bio is an application to work with us. You know, that link changes sometimes throughout the year, but it's give people that next step. And then number three is, I would say, is engaging with other people, not just randomly, but specifically people you want to work with or the kind of clients you want to work with.
Wow, that's great. So it seems like you're doing a lot in terms of your work day. How do you manage taking care of marketing, Instagram, fulfilling, you know, existing clients' demands? Like, yes. How do you schedule your day? Because that's one thing that I'm also very interested in, because everyone seems to be overwhelmed because they have 100 things to do. So do you have any advice for our audience?
Okay. Well, you know, we have a team of five, so I have employees, and that alone is a lot to manage. Right. But I like it, you know, I enjoy it. My husband and I run the business together. We also have two kids. I wow. have a,
how
at
old?
The time, so I have a 4-year-old and a baby who is 8 weeks old.
Wow. Wow. Congratulations. You look amazing.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. So it's fun. So how I manage my day right now does look different than a few months ago before the baby came. But you know, it's really, I depend on a project management system. This is huge. I depend on my Google Calendar. If it's not in one of those things, it's not going to get done, or it's less likely.
So do you do like time blocking? Like today is marketing day, tomorrow is phone calls day. Like how, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. To some extent, yes. We have, I have like a pattern for the week. Usually Tuesday and Thursday is our client calls. And Fridays we have a unique project. We do a VIP design days on Fridays. So those are typically just blocked off for the VIP client work. That's like one of our signature services. And then, so that leaves Monday is typically CEO, TO day, where I do team meetings. I manage a lot of the client management, like communications or emails, catching up on all that. Yeah. And, you know, CEO type tasks, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. More strategy. So I'm really impressed by what you're doing, because it seems like you're a young mother and you've been an entrepreneur forever, but with the team, you have everything scheduled and you have your systems in place. That's pretty impressive in terms of scheduling and blocking, theming your days. Like the Fridays are VIP Fridays, Tuesdays mm-hmm. and Thursdays are meetings. That's one thing that we all can learn from. Because, you know, we can all get swamped with all different types of emails that we have to respond to that seem, everything seems urgent. But if you want to run a successful business, you need to be able to manage your time and prioritize, correct?
Yeah, that's so true. And you have to learn to start to trust and depend on other people, or learn to delegate. That's not an easy thing.
That. Yes. No, I'm a master delegator. I love that. Oh. But, a lot of people cannot grow their business because they're holding on to everything so tightly. You know, I mean, you can't physically really grow, because if you do everything, no one else, you know, you'll be limited to your 8 hours or 12-hour days, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so true. I mean, it's the difference between, running a business, and running a six-figure business, really, right. or bigger. When I started to delegate, that's what made the difference with with that.
Yeah.
You know, but it was a lot. It was a very hard lesson.
So how much time do you do in terms of management and design? Like, is it 50-50?
Oh, such a good balance, because it's hard, because I love the design, but you know, you need to manage all the things and wear all the hats
employees
in your business.
And the kids.
So I would need to look at the numbers, because I actually, you know, I do track my own time, just to give me that data. And
yeah,
unfortunately I don't know the answer off the top of my head.
But do you still design a lot, or it's mostly like business development? Are you still involved in a lot of design work?
Yeah, I do both. I would say, okay, let's say 50-50. And right now it's a little tricky. I have like a 2 month, you know, 2 month old baby, but it's still about 50-50.
I think that's a great number. If you want to grow your business, you gotta, you know, it's good that it's not 80 design and 20 management. Because, you know, design takes a lot of time. If you can train people and you can just be the creative director of your firm, that would be ideal. Because I see a lot of firm owners who are just busy working on construction details when they should be, in my opinion, looking for clients, especially if you have a big architecture team to support, right?
Yeah, so true. I don't currently do the construction drawings, and I'm glad about that.
That's good. So you're from Indiana, I'm just curious, and you moved to Latvia. Who's from Latvia?
Okay, so if your listeners don't know, I'm from Indiana. I grew up in the U.S., but then I moved to Europe, and I've spent over 10 years of my life living here now in Europe, which I love the European architecture and how that influences my design. Like, I'm just so obsessed with it. How I got here, my husband is Russian, but living in Latvia.
Oh, that's great. Do you love it there?
It was hard at first, honestly, to be honest, because it was such a different world. I've also spent a couple of years living in Italy, in Rome, and in Milan. And, you know, it's beautiful there. And so here it's beautiful, but in a different way.
Yeah.
So, and now I really appreciate this country and what it's taught me.
So how many years have you been in Latvia?
It will be 10 years in May of 2022.
Wow. That's amazing. Like, how you're just kind of like a free spirit moving from Indiana to Rome, all over Europe. And then now in Latvia, that's very commendable.
Well, that's part of the joys of running online business, any kind of online business, you know, is a little bit of the, if you have that opportunity, the location independent.
Yeah.
Time. So, like, that was a time in our business.
So nothing really changed before COVID and during COVID, correct? Because you did everything online in terms of like managing your team.
Well, yeah, pretty much. Our team is actually all locally based here in Latvia, and we're from different countries, but we were working in the office. Right now with COVID, we're working at home. But, you know, we had a lot of opportunity to get to know each other in person and to really build that connection. And that helps now with online communication, because we sort of already know each other.
Yeah, that's great. That's so exciting. I like to travel too a lot, but you know, I haven't done that because of COVID, but hopefully I can travel again. Another question I like to ask my audience is, how do you build your confidence as a business owner and entrepreneur? Because you can be the best designer in the world, but if you don't have confidence as a business leader or entrepreneur, it's really hard to succeed. So I just want to ask you that.
Oh, that was a challenging thing, you know, for me, having that confidence and in the beginning of like having the confidence in that I could actually serve a client, even, you know, even those first clients, how to build your confidence. Just, it sounds so simple, but just do it. Just do the thing that scares you. You know, just try to put your, like, if it's showing up on social media, for example, on Instagram, posting your picture or going on Instagram stories, if that scares you, but you know that that will help your business, just sit down one day and do it.
Yeah. It's kind of like fake it till you become it. Well, yeah. Right. I mean, I started Architect My Life and started doing lives. I was so awkward. I didn't like being in live, but now I'm like, I have a podcast. You kind of just put yourself out there. We have to just be authentic to, you know, ourselves. We are who we are, and just be transparent about what we believe in, and, you know, be true to ourselves. Right.
Totally.
Yeah. So this is another question I like to ask. What's your favorite mistake that turned into a blessing?
Oh, you gotta put me on the spot with that one. Okay. So favorite mistake that turned into a blessing. Okay. I can think of a few. I would say, I don't know if it's a mistake, but I was told, you know, I turned in a design. Let's go back to university. Turned in a design project, and it was really unfinished, like really, really unfinished. Yeah. You know, those deadlines in university were insane. Like the amount of work you had to do as an architecture student and finish by the deadline, very challenging. So I turned in at least more than one project, totally unfinished. And, it was really bad though. This one was really bad. So it was kind of a mistake. I was told by the professor not to continue in architecture and not to pursue architecture. And, you know, and I will say I had absolutely amazing mentors and professors at, you know, during this time, but this one did tell me that. And I was so stubborn, and I said, I'm not quitting architecture.
Sometimes it's those things that will really fuel you, right?
It fueled me till the end, till to this day and to the future.
And look where you are now, a successful entrepreneur, you know, mom and world traveler, or, you know, you're all over the world. That's pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. Not many people can do what you do or have the courage to even leave the country. You know?
It was just, I knew I wanted to be in Europe, you know, from studying here, you know, studying in Rome for the year. I made it my mission to come back. I went back to Rome that next summer, and then the next summer.
Oh, wow.
And then the summer after that, I moved to Europe. So I was just like, okay, I'm done.
That's good. Yeah. I also did a 3-week program in Siena when I was in architecture school. It was hard to come back to the US after being in Siena for like 3 weeks. Oh, no, six weeks. This is
gorgeous. Gorgeous.
Yeah. So we're almost done. I mean, out of time, but I just want to know where you see yourself in 3 years. What's next for you?
Okay. I do have a lot of goals. Plus, you know, I'm always thinking of the future and always setting goals. One of my goals, and I, you know, I just want to be an example for other designers and other architects out there. My goal is to build a 7-figure business in design.
Okay. That's good. In 3 years, 5 years?
Let's do it. Let's do it. Yeah. You know, that's 3 to 5 year goal.
No. I like that you have actual numbers that you want, that you're putting out there. You know, it's just not random. You know, you got to have exactly what you want, put it out in the universe, and then work towards it. Right.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, and that's a big three to five year goal.
Yeah.
Maybe 10-year goal, like, but, you know, aim big, I believe.
No, I agree with you. Why should we limit ourselves? If we dream, might as well dream big, right? And then obviously we got to work towards it. And, like, you know, I always believe that all of us need mentors, and we all need help in terms of growing our business. You know, I don't have a business background, but I do have a lot of, you know, consultants and, you know, mentors that helped me throughout the process. So
so important.
So where can our audience find you in social media? Can you tell us where we can find you, your websites?
The main place is on Instagram. I'm pretty active. My name, Elizabeth Averianova, is my Instagram handle. And then at studioclassico.com is the best place to find everything else.
Oh, at studioclassico.com. Mm-hmm. And that's also on Instagram.
My Instagram is my personal brand name.
Oh, okay. All right. So we will put that all in the show notes so our audience can find you. Anything else you want to share with us before we wrap this up?
Well, just, I mean, if you have listeners out there who are thinking about running, you know, starting their own design business or starting their own, you know, online presence, just go for it. Because in the beginning, you're not going to, you know, you're not going to know what to do, all the steps, but just go for it and don't be afraid to do it. Because if I would tell myself 10 years ago where I am now, I wouldn't believe it. But, you know, I went for it. I just started doing it. So that's all. Thank you so much.
Thanks for this amazing talk. And I'm sure our listeners will get inspired by your life journey and your entrepreneurship journey, and obviously your architecture business and entrepreneurship. And thank you for your time. And we will make sure to find you on social media. Have a great day. And I hope you enjoyed our podcast. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to the Architect My Life podcast. We'd love to hear from you on social media using the hashtag Architect My Life podcast. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at @Aya_ArchitectMyLife. That's Aya, A-Y-A, _ArchitectMyLife. And for women firm owners, I invite you to join the Architect My Life private Facebook group. If you haven't already, we'd appreciate it if you'd subscribe to the show, as well as rate or review us wherever you access podcasts. And if you think you have something to add to the conversation through your success running a business, we invite you to apply to be a guest in one of our upcoming episodes. Visit architectmylife.com/podcast to learn more. Maybe you're not in a position to share your success story yet. That's okay. Take your business to the next level with our coaching and online courses. Get everything you need at architectmylife.com. Remember, there is a way to manage it all so you can achieve more. I'm Aya Schlachter. Thanks again for listening.